All right, Bill. Thank you, Steve. Bill, Wendy, 720 WGN. Steve Trevino is fast becoming America's favorite husband and the new voice for the 21st century Mexican-American, and he is in the studio with us right now. How are you?
Sometimes I wish that we could record the conversation before the show.
Sure.
Like, we walked in here, we just went out, just went at it.
See, that's why a lot of times we have Kevin bring the guest in at the last second, because it's like you waste material.
Right, we waste all the conversation that we had.
I just...
Well, thanks for coming by.
That was fun. Well,
I just wanted to clear with you, because there's something that I would love to discuss with you. We want to talk to you, but I wanted to make sure you were comfortable with this.
Sure.
There's a lot going on. The climate politically between the United States and Mexico is a little crazy right now.
It is pretty nutty. And like I was talking, I mean, me being from Texas, I have friends in the Border Patrol. There's no way this fence is happening. Like, it's almost impossible. Well, and by the way, there's already like 700 miles of fence already up.
Right.
And by the way, does anybody not know what a tunnel is?
Right.
There's already tunnels being built as we speak. There's Mexicans right now digging holes to go under our border.
Yep.
So it's like, we're going to spend all this money on a fence for what? They're still coming over.
Yeah, I don't get how that's going to happen. And Mexico's certainly not going to pay for it.
They don't even pay for their own roads. I've been to Mexico. They don't even pay for their own fences and roads. Why would they pay for ours?
Much of that land where the border is,
right,
is water.
And in Texas, a lot of the border is the Rio Grande River.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love when people go, they swam over here. No, it's about this high. It's about 8 inches tall.
Yeah, that's it.
They walked. Yeah, some parts. I mean, there's some parts that are deep, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, maybe it's one of those things where Trump's like, see, I tried.
I don't know. He's hell bent on making that happen.
I told you I was going to do it, and I tried, and it didn't quite work out. So we're all going to eat chiclets and break piñatas.
Now they said,
is it ironic that a Trump piñata is now 20% more expensive? Is that ironic?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just a little.
In order to beat up Trump, you have to pay 20% more now. So
Steve, we were told yesterday that the first thing we'll notice here in the United States is that the price of avocados will go sky high.
It's already high. Are you kidding me?
It's $3 an avocado. Is that about?
Sometimes they're on sale two for three.
Well, you know, God forbid you go to Subway and go, I'll have avocado. And they're like, what? The whole line stops. That's $8 more.
Right.
You're not even giving me the whole avocado, guy. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. And then I guess the next step is they said they're going to start taxing beer. So
Coronas.
Coronas.
Tecate.
Dos Equis.
That'll cost you more.
Jose Cuervo.
Modelo.
Bud Light.
Yeah. Bud Light.
Well, see,
more Mexicans drink Bud Light than they do Corona. That's got to be a Mexican beer. That's got to be.
Is there a chance we can get George Lopez to pay for the wall? Is there any way we can
I wish George Lopez would move to Canada already.
Why?
Like, didn't you say you were going to move?
Oh, yeah.
Cross two borders, please, George.
No one has moved that said they're going to move.
Not that loco, George Lopez. That guy, he's something else. He hates Trump.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of George Lopez. I don't know if you know.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, no, you know, this is America. I'm a Mexican-American. And to me, his humor is racist.
Do you look at it as racist? Do you? Yeah.
I do. I look at it like, oh, you're just putting down our people. You know, and I mean, everything. I mean, if Larry the Cable Guy did George Lopez's jokes,
yeah,
we'd kill him.
Yes, you're right.
If Larry the Cable Guy was like, you know what kind of people steal from the White House? A Mexican. Like, we'd be like, what? That was an actual George Lopez joke.
Yeah.
But isn't it okay if you're of that descent to say that?
Well, yes.
You said the roads were bad in Mexico. Yeah.
Yes, because I'm American.
Right. Right.
Okay.
You're starting to get to see. See, you're starting to see where we're at.
I do get it.
No, like, put it to you this way. If you guys were like, hey, Steve, can you paint our studio? I'd be like, no, dude, you need a Mexican for that. I don't have a permit. I don't know how to paint.
See, we never know who it's okay to say what about.
Oh, look, first of all, I'm okay with anything, right? Freedom of speech. If it's funny, you can say it. If it's not funny, fine, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just saying, as a Mexican-American in this country,
to
only have George as our voice is very frustrating.
Right.
That's like black people only having Cat Williams. Right?
similar, yeah.
Black people would be like, okay, some of us are like that.
But not all.
But some of us are also like Chris Rock.
Right.
And Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And Richard Pryor. Yeah. And Eddie Murphy. Right, we can go on forever.
And Nipsey Russell.
Right, yes.
Oh, my God. My favorite.
All right.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
I do know what you're saying.
And going
right.
back in time, Freddie Prinze really paved the way for a lot of Hispanic comedians.
He was Puerto Rican.
And he was also like 6'2 or something.
Was he really
huge.
That tall?
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
So it's hard for him to shoot himself.
Oh my God.
Too soon?
I guess not.
No.
I guess not.
Oh no. Now what if George Lopez had said that? What
would you be doing? George Lopez. What?
I like when George Lopez is in the middle of a routine and all he says is one word in Spanish and the crowd goes nuts. Like he'll stand somewhere and he'll go, miro, and the crowd just goes nuts.
Right, well, see, that's the problem, right? If you're white, you go to a George Lopez show, you feel excluded, right? You're like, what did he say?
Right.
Well, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It's like if you're white and you go to a Cat Williams show, you're like, I don't understand what Cat's trying to say here.
It needs closed captioning.
Right. It needs closed captioning.
You got to have closed captioning.
So if George Lopez, please, George, on WGN, I'm asking if you could please move to Canada. That would be great.
You've been invited. Do you find when you bring up politics on stage right now, is it a little uncomfortable more times than
you know, I don't really do too much politics.
No.
I tend to, I'm kind of in the middle, you know, I mean, I love my gay cousin and his husband, you know what I mean? But I also want to keep my guns.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean?
So
I'm a little bit of it, you know what I mean? I love my hippie friends, liberal hippie friends, and I love my gun-toting American-loving Republicans. And my thing is, like, why can't we just all have a dialogue?
Amen.
Right?
Like, without yelling. Just let's talk.
Without, you're stupid. Right. You're retarded. You're, like, really? Like, that's your argument? You know, because I listen to both sides. And I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I have a place in California, and I still have my roots in Texas. So on my Facebook, I see both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see both sides. And I think that a lot of people, they live in this bubble of like-minded friends, and they only see their side of the story, right? So they go, of course I'm right, you know. Recently, Donald Trump, I don't know, did you see the Ivanka Donald Trump thing for maternity?
No. What was this?
That's my point. Ivanka and Donald are proposing that it's 6 weeks mandatory maternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
And $5,000 tax deductible for childcare. Why isn't anybody seeing that?
Yeah. Because it's not as colorful as some of the other stories. Right? Is that what it is?
Well, I just think that it's so sad in America that it's gotten to the point where my crowd was bigger.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. My crowd's even bigger than your crowd. Your picture stinks. My picture, you know what I mean? It's like, really? That's what we're...
Back
that's
to priority. The first grade.
Yeah, we have people killing themselves, you know, shooting all over Chicago, and we're worried about the size of your crowd?
It's crazy, isn't it?
What?
Well, he's going to send the feds in to handle that.
We'll take
to Chicago.
Steve Trevino is here. Comedian, actor, writer, friend of George Lopez, longtime friend of George
Lopez.
His podcast, The Process with Steve Trevino, can be heard right there on your computer. He's appearing at the Improv in Schaumburg tonight through Sunday. ChicagoImprov.com has all your ticket information.
No shootings going on at the Woodfield Mall.
No shootings. Zero.
Zero shooting.
Too busy shopping.
Yeah, that's
what it is. Well, that's one thing I told my wife when she asked me. She said, should I go to Chicago with you? I go, oh, no. Nothing to do. Because if she sees that mall.
Oh, my God. She's going to go nuts.
Look, I don't know who Louis Vuitton is, but ever meet him, I'm going to punch him in the throat. And you
enough.
Go ahead and tell his little brother, Michael Kors, I'm looking for him, too.
You've been warned Vuitton.
And you know what she tells me? It's a better purse. That's what she tells me. The quality of this purse. I go, honey, I could take you to Mexico, buy you a $50 purse that holds water. You could raise a goldfish in it. I'll get Lupita Varial to put an LV in it.
Then you got something.
You know what, though? A woman uses a purse every single day. We get our money's worth out of it.
She doesn't use it every day. She switches.
Oh, she really
trades out. This purse is not for this outfit. And by the way, I think Louis Vuitton is hideous.
Do you? Yeah?
I don't get it. It's ugly.
I got a camo bag. I like mine.
There you
go.
In Chicago, you got to hide it from these people.
All right,
you
got to
keep
a quick
it camo.
Break. More with Steve Trevino next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're chatting with Steve Trevino.
Wendy, do you have a flip phone?
No.
Oh, I thought I just saw you on a flip phone. I was like, oh, my gosh.
No, it's an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I go, wow, this is, whoa.
I'm a gadget bitch.
Yeah,
I don't have the iPhone 7, though,
me
yet.
Me too.
We've got Steve Trevino in the studio. Your top 20 with your first Showtime comedy special, Grandpa Joe's Son, and your second special, Relatable, currently on Netflix.
Yeah, you know what was crazy? I put some of the clips on Facebook, and now we have over 100 million views on my clips, and it's just me talking about my wife, which is what I do. I mean, I mean, like, for example...
America's favorite husband.
Yeah, you know what? I do my act about my wife, and I thought my fans would be men. They're not.
It's women.
Who are women are like, this. Look, we're evil. Look, he puts up with it, honey. You should too, right?
How long have you been married?
Going on 12 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah. My frustration with her is the fact that she doesn't get it. And I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
We go visit my buddy who's never been married my age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never been married my age. He has cars, trucks, mm-hmm. motorcycles, boats, jet skis.
Yeah.
We leave his house and my wife goes, oh my God, Donnie's rich. I go, did you see what he doesn't have? A U.
Yeah, right, sure.
He's living like Batman. Right. And I've got towels I can't touch, pillows I can't sleep on, and candles I can't light.
The good ones.
And he's rich. You're kidding me, right? I have a U. If I didn't have a U, I would have all the things that Donnie has.
Sure, of course.
But I have a U.
But... who's the happier of the two of you?
That's debatable.
Well,
I guess it's debatable. I do have a clean home and a table to eat on.
All right.
He eats on a TV tray. Very sad in the living room.
That's sad. Sometimes that's fun. I'm sorry.
Not when you're alone.
Steve, did you know the minute you saw your wife, did you know instantaneously that's going to be the girl for you?
Yes.
You
did? When I was about 11 and she was 6 or 7, I fell in love with her then. I told myself I would marry her and I did.
Honest to God, you guys grew up together?
We grew up together. Our parents know each other.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my mother had a baby shower for my brother-in-law when he was born.
Yeah.
So
that's
it goes
wild.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
But now, here's where the creepy sets in. At this stage in your life, a 5-year age difference is no big deal. But
right.
when one of you is 11 and the other is 6,
yeah. When I'm riding a bike without training wheels and she's on a tricycle,
right.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Right.
But it's when you're underage, you're good, right? I think when you're, but yeah, no, it was. And she went to NYU,
yeah,
to go to college, and I was in LA pursuing my comedy career. I run into her dad at in our little town of 2,500 people. And her dad says, hey, my daughter's going to be in L.A. Here's her number. Look out for her. And I was like, yes, sir.
And you did. You looked
and
out
I
for
did.
Her.
Mission
and,
accomplished.
And yeah. So.
Is she good with the fact that so much of what you do on stage centers around her? Is she a fan of that?
It buys Louis Vuittons.
Yeah,
so
she's
okay.
She loves the attention. Come on.
Well, you know what's crazy is I call her Captain Evil, right? I call her that in my act.
Lovingly.
My special. And now, like all these women on my social media, they go, Team Captain Evil. That's the new hashtag. And now my wife has more fans than most comedians.
Oh, good.
If she comes to the show, people are like, we want to take a picture with her.
Not
Can
you.
We take a picture with Captain Evil? And they take a picture with my wife, Captain Evil.
Has she ever said to you, look, even though you and I just experienced something, this is not to go into your act. This is just between me and you.
The actual physical birth of my baby,
yeah.
She said that's off limits.
Oh, really?
She goes, you can talk about, the labor, going, having the baby, but don't talk about the specifics. And I said, okay, that's fair. And that's
you
the only
that?
Thing. And normally I would be like, hey, you're crazy. I'm an artist. But she never asked me otherwise. So
yeah.
For her to ask that one thing, I'm like, I can live with that.
Sure.
I can,
that makes perfect
sense. Because I do talk about the labor of or the birth of my child because I was working with Brad Garrett in Vegas.
Yeah.
You guys know who Brad Garrett
yes,
is?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
When my wife went into labor, I was about to walk on stage
yeah.
in Vegas. So I drove home, got home. She continued to be in labor for 26 more hours.
Oh, my God.
I know. I could have done the show.
I know.
That's not the right thing to say.
But that's show business, though, kind of.
The show must go on.
But I tell the story of how my son got his name. My son's name is Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not because of Brad Garrett.
Because of Brad Garrett.
Really?
Brad gave me a check that day. Well, first of all, I go, Brad, I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm having a baby. And I'm not kidding you. Brad goes, of course you are. You're Mexican.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I go, you don't have to pay me for the rest of the week. You're probably not. You're Jewish. But that's how friends treat each other. Right? So he writes me a check, okay, for the whole week, which I thought was generous.
Yeah.
Writes me another check, puts it in an envelope. He writes baby on it. When I open up the envelope, okay, it was $25,000.
Oh, my
Seriously?
God.
Yes. Wow.
So I told my wife, I go, if we're going to keep this money, we should do something for Brad.
Yeah.
We named our son Garrett Jose Treviño. That's his name.
Yeah. Love it.
I'm glad you do. My dad was very upset.
Yeah.
Because my dad's the Jose part.
I figured. Right. And he gets second billing.
Yeah, now. He called me up and goes, I got to be second? I go, no, sir. Opening bid is $25,000. So that's the story that I tell, obviously in more detail on stage, but we don't talk about the actual it coming out.
The event. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
What if you were working with Gallagher that week? That would have been crazy.
That would have been nuts. Yeah. Gallagher, Jose Treviño. I don't know.
If, he would have given you a watermelon or
right,
something.
Right, yeah. He
like
would have
that,
said, here, take this watermelon. Yeah.
Awesome. Great to meet you, Steve.
Thanks for having me. Guys.
Always fun to talk to you, and I've seen you before. I've seen you on YouTube. You always make me laugh. I've heard
you on
satellite radio. You're really good at what you do. Go see him yourself.
Please, and a couple of the shows are already sold out, so if you're planning on going, just get tickets now.
The Improv has those tickets waiting for you. That's the Improv in Schaumburg. Visit chicago.improv.com.
And we've already built the wall in front of the Improv, so you're going to have to get over it.
We'll find a way.
Yeah, but we increased our ticket prices by 20%.
Do it. We'll make Mexico pay for that.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Steve. A little break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.